This is not an event up here for me to tell you how much I love the people I get to see and talk to up here. But the fact of the matter is, there are many people that I've learned to love over the years. Now, what's not to love about Candace? Because Candace Miller, now Macomb County Public Works Commissioner, and you've been that for a while, but everything you've done well. And you have a fan club out there who's wanted you to run for governor. Heck, they probably want you to run for president. I mean, they just believe in you because you're always so good at what you do. You're such a straight shooter and a straight talker.
Well, so nice of you to say that. But I'm happy where I am, but I've had, fantastic opportunities over my life. I just turned 69, and I can't believe my journey that I've had. You know, my grandmother came from Calumet Loreum in the Upper Peninsula all the way up in the Keweenaw. And she used to tell me, you know, Candace, you just got to get out there and do what you can, because at her time, and she was one of the only women ever graduated from Northern University as a teacher, and then you could only be a teacher, you could only be a secretary as a woman, really.
Oh, boy.
But she would be amazed at the life that I have been able to lead. And I think about that.
That you've created for
yourself. And I appreciate all the support of the people that have supported me to do these jobs. So I have a great job right now as Public Works Commissioner, and I'm up here talking about water quality and how important it is for us to invest in our underground infrastructure and make sure we have clean, fresh water for the next generation. And when we look out the windows of this beautiful grand hotel and watch the freighters going by and all this magnificent fresh water around us, it's just for all of us to treasure it and protect it and do what we can to pass it along.
But, you know, Commissioner Miller, you've been talking about your love and the importance of clean water in every job I've known you in. This is so. It seems like this could be the culmination of the best job ever for you.
Well, you know, the nice thing about this, particularly when I'm watching what's going on in Washington right now, I think about my job. In some ways, I feel like I'm able to actually make an impact.
Right.
Really make a specific impact on something. You see it and feel it, and you can, you know, people can recognize what you're doing. And this job has been great for me. I've always had a huge interest in infrastructure. In fact, for many years when I was in the House of Representatives, I was the only Michigan member on what they call the Transportation Infrastructure Committee. And then I was a co-chair of the Great Lakes Caucus while I was there. And, you know, when I was a Secretary of State, we came out with a new license plate to save the lighthouses and do different kinds of things. And, every job I've had, and I think that's because, you know, my family was in the marina business. I was a boater, have been a boater my entire life, and love the Great Lakes and love the water and recognize that we have not always been the best stewards of it. And, you know, we have to do better.
You know, Candace Miller with us, Macomb County Public Works Commissioner, you just said something. You've probably said it 100 times, but I just heard it with fresh ears. And that is, you have a job now where you can accomplish things. And when you were offered other jobs along the way where you knew in the scheme of things you might not be able to really accomplish things, you said no. So you've been very good about realizing that there are some places you can make a difference and some places you cannot. And you've always chosen the ones where you knew, because you are you, that you could make a difference. And that's a good thing. That's a big decision.
I'm a pretty practical person. You've known me many years.
Yeah,
what you
are
see
practical.
Is what you get here,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
Not particularly glitzy or anything, but I'm a practical person. I'm a Scot, you know, Scot in English, a long line of beer drinkers and soldiers. Take the next hill, never give an inch, right? And do the best that we can. So that's what we're doing. But you do such a fantastic job up here, Paul W. You're a big part of, obviously, the Mackinac Conference, but the entire state.
Well, I hope I am able to continue having an impact here at this event and any other place that we can broadcast and try to do good things by having good people like you on, and to be sure you're heard unedited, unfiltered, which is what we try to do.
Well, you can't be that bad when you have the most beautiful wife, Kim, standing by here. I mean, you know.
That's changed my life tremendously.
You can tell a lot about a man by the woman that he marries, I think.
How lucky he is. Candace Miller on WJR.